Welcome to the second episode of the Charger Online podcast. My name is Harrison Hopkins.
I'm Maya Wilkins.
And I'm Emily Linder.
We decided, since it is the recent start of a new year, even a new decade, with that being said, we're going to look back on the 2010s and see, I would say probably this is our only decade, because I wasn't born in 2000, so this is my first full decade. This is a big deal, guys. Mm-hmm. What do you remember of 2010?
Okay, 2010, I honestly don't remember a whole lot. I know, like, we were, like, in, like, third grade, like, the seniors were.
Second grade.
Oh, no.
Second grade. This time, 2010. Like, if you go back to the beginning of 2010.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we
would have
been
grade.
In
second
grade. That's so long ago.
Yeah, I know. This was back in a time of silly bands.
Now, if you think about it, like, we really grew up in, like, the 2010s. Like, all, like, the big stuff that happened in our lives, like, happened in that decade.
Do you want to know something fun about 2010?
What?
Instagram came out.
No way!
Yes.
I didn't get Instagram until, like, 2015.
Yeah, me either. I wasn't allowed
I didn't
to
have
until
a
I was
phone
13.
In 2010.
Yeah,
an iPod,
either.
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't have iPods or anything.
So the biggest movie of 2010 was Toy Story 3.
Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. I remember I saw that movie, and then I went to a birthday party at DeBrand's.
Good
That's
times.
What I remember, yeah. Also in 2010... was the big BP oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big deal.
And the soap companies started coming out with those commercials with them, like, cleaning the ducks and
all
stuff.
All those sad pictures of ducks.
Yeah, and, like, everybody felt so sad.
Biggest song, Just the Way You Are, Bruno Mars.
Oh, my God. Also, the Haiti earthquake took place in 2010, which was the deadliest natural disaster of the decade. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I was about to say... That was a big way to start off the decade.
Oh, wow. Okay.
2011. Biggest movie was Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2.
We had a royal wedding that
year.
We
did.
Yep.
I was about to say that,
Kate and William,
too. Yeah.
My favorite couple of all time.
We were in third grade at that point.
We were.
Another thing was Someone Like You by Adele was the biggest song of that year.
I remember singing that with my best friend. Like, I was spending the night at her house, and we were singing that, and we thought we were, like, so good at it, and then we, like, recorded it, and we listened back, and it was awful.
I still sing that song.
I can't sing.
Yeah, me either.
I don't remember anything about 2011, though, but I remember so much about 2012, because it was the best year of the 2010s.
You know, I couldn't really find a lot for 2012.
Really?
I remember we were in fifth grade at that time.
Fourth grade.
This time in 2012, we were in fourth
grade.
Yeah,
end of fourth
grade. But later,
grade.
We were in
fifth grade.
Yeah, that was Obama's re-election.
Yep.
That's the first, like, election I really remember, too. Like, I remember we would talk about it in, like, fifth grade, and, like, we all acted like we had, like, political opinions and stuff, and
I
it was really, like, what our parents were telling us.
I remember in the 2008 election, when he first got in, I think it was, what would it be in, like, first grade, kindergarten? Something like
that. Yeah, it was, like, kindergarten,
but
first
they
grade.
They actually made us, like, put our names in, like, we had... Who was running against Obama in 2008? Was it?
I think it was McCain.
McCain, yeah. So, like, there was two boxes, and they had us drop our names in which one that we liked more.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that. And then you got, like, stickers afterwards that say you, like, voted and stuff.
What?
I think I voted for Obama.
Dang, my school was lame. That. We never did anything like that.
I don't remember that, though. Gundam Style was the biggest thing in 2012, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember school dances? Because they would play that song at Perry Hill school dances.
Yes, I remember. They played it at Cougar Celebrations at Perry Hill.
What elementary school did you go to, Emily?
Cedar Canyon.
Okay. Did you have Gundam Style? Mm-hmm. That sounds so weird.
All the time.
Okay.
Also, that was the end of the Mayan calendar.
The end of the world.
We all thought the world was going to end. I remember where I was. I was at an IU basketball game, and I was like, you know, if I'm going to go, this is where
was
I want
to go. Was it supposed to be
at.
In, like, December? I forget, like, when they said it was going to happen.
I think it was, like, December, like, it was, like, the end of December. It was, like, a few days before, like, the actual, like, end of 2012.
No, it was a legit fear I had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was with my neighbor, and he was like, okay, we're going to go to a cornfield. And he was older than me, so we, like, went to, like, this abandoned thing, and, like, I don't even know.
Why would you go to
December?
The world is gonna end.
It's so cold.
I know.
Do you remember where you were?
I was in Florida.
That's a good place to be when the world's gonna
end.
So
if the tidal waves were gonna come, they were gonna hit me hard.
You would be the first
one. I was
one
gonna
to
hop
go.
On the surfboard. I was gonna take it back home. It was
11-year-old Harrison.
Yeah. Okay, so now we move up to fifth grade in 2013.
Okay, 2013 in my opinion was actually one of the best years.
Really?
Yeah. I remember a lot from 2013, because I don't really remember a lot of the decade before that, but this year was, like, when I started, like, being like, oh, yeah, like, I remember, like, hearing about
what
that.
What do you remember the most?
The Boston Marathon bombing. I was in Mrs. Knott's fifth grade class. We were having reading. And I still remember, I don't know why, but she had her computer, like, hooked up to the screen, and we saw it up there. And everyone was, like, freaking out and stuff. And she's like, don't worry, like, you're all fine. And I went home and, like, found out more about it and stuff. That's, like, the first, like, big thing I remember.
Emily, biggest thing of 2013?
It's
What Does the Fox Say, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was a good one.
I did like 2013. That was our end of our elementary school journey.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
It was. We had a little graduation ceremony and everything.
We got our class of 2020
yep.
shirts, and we're
does
like,
not
that's
fit
so
me.
Far away, and
does
now
not.
Look where we are. And then we started sixth grade.
Yep.
And we were we were all so scared of going to Maple Creek and being with like the 7th and
8th
grade. Sixth
grade, 2014, best time of my life. Sixth
really?
Grade was sixth grade was the highlight of my middle school. I thought I was going to die of Ebola. Things started off nice.
Yep.
All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor was the biggest song of that
oh
year.
Gosh.
And I still sing that song. But sixth grade was my favorite year because I actually really enjoyed middle school, believe
mm-hmm.
it or not. Prior to contrary belief by most people. What was your opinion of starting off middle school?
I was really scared. I was like, I'm going to be honest, I didn't really have a lot of friends going into middle school, so that scared me. But I really, like, found my friend group that, like, I'm going to, like, I stuck with for throughout middle school and high school in sixth grade. Like, I remember we'd all sit together at lunch, and we'd all sit together in the commons before school. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You were in fifth grade at this time.
Grade.
Do you remember a lot?
I do not remember a lot except class pets, and we had, like, a lizard or something, and we would
uh-huh.
always feed it and stuff, but
yeah.
We didn't do any of that graduation stuff you guys were talking about.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You didn't have a big celebration for,
no.
like, the end of fifth grade? We didn't have, like, a full-on graduation. It was just, like,
we
got
had
shirts
like a
and ate muffins.
Thing, but
you what?
We might have had a breakfast thing, but other than that.
Yeah.
I think sixth grade is when I got my first cell phone. It was a slide phone, but I got a phone.
I got my first iPod in sixth grade.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You could
yeah.
download Kick on that. Did you have Kick?
I was not allowed to download Kick. My parents were scared because my dad works in the district,
okay.
so he's like, oh, like, we've seen bad things that happened on
Kick. That's
Kicks,
why
so
I was allowed to have
one.
Snapchat for the longest time.
Exactly.
But Snapchat came out in 2012. I forgot to mention that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to get Snapchat until this year. So.
I got Snapchat in 2013.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. You youngin'.
I know.
2015, seventh
oh.
grade for us. The Pope came to the U.S.
Oh, yes.
And we had Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
That was also the year of the dress.
Oh, it was.
What color did
it's
you guys see?
It's gold and white.
No, black and blue.
It's
black
gold
and
white.
Black and blue.
Gay marriage was legalized that year.
It was. Yeah, I was going to put that, too.
I remember when that came out, too. I remember I was at home with my mom, and we saw it on the news.
You know how I learned all this information about, like, what happened these years? I watched the YouTube Rewinds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even think
that's
about
a good
that.
Way to summarize everything that happens.
I
relied on TikTok.
You found yours on TikTok?
That's good.
I just Googled, I'm like, big things that happened in 2010. Like, stuff like that.
Seventh grade, wow.
Seventh grade was probably
the
my favorite year.
Favorite?
Yeah. Seventh grade or eighth grade.
I don't know. Because it wasn't new like sixth grade, and you're not the big dog like eighth grade. Speaking of big
you
dog.
You were in sixth grade?
Yeah, you were starting off your middle school.
Tell us about your middle school experience. Like, in sixth grade.
I was scared, like, to go into middle school. And then that's when me and Remy became friends. And
yeah.
So we've been friends since then, but, yeah.
Good
I feel like that's when a lot of people, like, found their group that, you know, they've kind of stuck with.
Definitely.
Seventh grade?
Yeah.
Eighth grade, 2016.
Oh, that was a good year.
That was a good year.
The Cubs won the World Series. Big deal.
Justin
really
Bieber
fan,
came back.
Yes.
He came back.
Yes.
Sorry was, like, the biggest
yes.
song that year.
Yeah.
Brexit was that year.
Mm-hmm.
I was in seventh grade that year, and that's when the bomb threat happened.
I remember the
bomb threat.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of lunch, and they told us to run out the school.
I was in
Do
math.
People, like, from Carroll Middle know about the bomb threat?
I don't
or, like,
know.
Okay.
Man, Maple Creek.
Can I tell a story?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were eating lunch. We were eighth graders, and we were eating lunch. Well, me and Harrison were eighth graders. Emily was the seventh grader, so she was in class. But we were eating lunch. I remember there was, it was Bosco sticks and mashed potatoes.
Oh,
yeah,
I
was looking
my
forward
mashed
to
potatoes
this lunch.
Went flying, man.
I was
it
looking
was
forward to this lunch all week. And then Mr. Toller, our principal, like, runs, Mr. Toller, Miss Abbott.
Yeah, it was the office
Mr.
ladies
Jones,
ran
like,
out.
Literally all of the office administrators run into the cafeteria. And they're like, get out of the school. And, of course, we're dumb middle schoolers. So
Did
we're
we
like,
go to Oakview? Is that where we evacuated to?
Oakview and Perry Hill.
Yeah,
yeah
we
but, like,
Perry
we were
Hill.
Dumb middle schoolers. And we were like, where are we going, and all this stuff. Like, we're trying to, like, grab our lunch, and they're like, just get out, ask questions later. And, like, everyone was so confused. We went to Oakview and Perry Hill.
They gave us peanut butter and jelly sandwiches while we sat
frozen.
There for, like,
yeah.
almost 3 hours, I think. It was, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad's the principal at Oakview, and I remember I yelled at him. I was like, why did we get peanut butter and jelly? Because the kids at Perry Hill, they got chicken smackers,
see,
they got mashed potatoes, they got
see,
the good
stuff. See, the school
stuff.
Is threatened to blow up, but what you're wondering is why didn't I get my lunch?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good. I had no idea what was going on. We were standing outside for
mm-hmm.
a long time. I thought a tornado, but then I realized why would we be standing outside if there was a tornado?
Smart. Well, remember everyone thought that Profe Chronister had died.
Oh yeah.
And
I
that's why we had to get
that,
out.
Which would
I don't
make
know.
No sense.
Yeah, but like I remember
she's like 40, perfect health.
Everyone was screaming. They're like, Profe's dead and all this stuff, and then we just see her walk out of the school with her pink leather jacket and her sunglasses
yeah.
on.
She's okay.
She was living her best life that day.
And then, do you know how it happened? It was some
yeah,
caller.
Yeah, there was a, like an automated like message.
He
that
also
they
called
left.
Miami, I think.
Yeah,
Miami
really?
School
yeah.
District.
What was I gonna say? No, did you know they talk about the bomb threat every year? Because my sisters are in middle school now, and they're like, yeah, every year we have to hear about the bomb threat. And they tell them, they're like, we kept them so well informed. They were so safe and all this stuff. Like, we didn't know anything.
I sat in
yeah,
the gym
now.
For 2 hours and talked to
yeah,
my friends.
Like,
and
they were like, we kept them, like, entertained. Like, we literally didn't do anything that day.
I remember just freaking out and, like, running out of the school screaming and being like, we're going to die.
That was 8th grade.
That was 8th grade.
Wow.
That was that feels like yesterday.
You want to know another bomb drop that year?
Oh, gosh,
AirPods came out, or they
AirPods?
Were announced.
Was this 2016?
This is 2016, they
wow.
were announced.
2016 was a big year.
Yeah.
I remember everyone said that this was, like, the worst year ever, and then now everyone's like, can we go back to 2016?
It was also our transition into high school, because by next year, 2017, we're almost done with high school, and freshman year, Trump gets elected into office. We have a new president.
I remember that was, like, the first election, like, I really, like, got into, because, like, I'm really into politics.
We watched it. Like, we watched it in World Studies.
Yeah, we watched his inauguration, too, in 2017.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember that's how we started the year. We watched his inauguration in 2017, and you were in my class.
Yeah.
We were in the class, like, where he actually, like, got sworn into office, and it was so cool, in my opinion.
Yeah. Despacito.
Despacito. Oh.
That was a good song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What else happened in 2017?
That's all I got.
2017 and 2016, like, kind of run
they're
together, in
they're
my
yeah.
opinion.
Some fallout.
Yeah.
2018 was our sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Confederates came back.
Oh wow!
That year, statues fell.
Yeah, I remember that. We were on spring break when
I
that
know.
Happened. I was in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And
oh wow,
yeah.
that is an interesting place to be for
I
that
know.
Situation.
I know. I didn't see anything because we were like in like the touristy part. But yeah, 2018 Parkland happened.
Oh
remember
yeah.
Remember Parkland?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember where I was. I was in Mr. Daggett's fifth period class.
Wow.
You were in that class, too.
I was.
Yeah, I remember
English
I was on my laptop.
Honors.
And, like, I don't remember how it came up, but it was obviously, BuzzFeed was blocked, but I saw it through BuzzFeed. And, yeah, that's, like, the first, like, big school shooting I can, like, honestly say I remember where I was. So.
Was there any other, because Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook,
that
was when we were in fifth grade.
Was that, okay.
That was in,
that was in 2013, then.
It was either in the beginning of 2013 or the end of 2012.
Wow.
End of 2012. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? So, like, little, not really fun fact, but fact. The fifth graders from Sandy Hook are now our age.
Oh, yeah.
And they, the school that, like, they, the high school they're going to, they were in the football state, the Connecticut football state finals. And they played that game on the anniversary of, like, Sandy Hook, and they won.
Oh, good Isn't for
that
them. That
yeah.
is, they should make a movie about that. Very
they
inspiring.
Should. They should.
You want to skip to 2019, next year?
Oh, yes.
That was last year.
Yep.
I hope you guys remember what happened. We were juniors this
you
time last year.
I
want to
say 2019 was probably my favorite year of the decade. I said 2013 eventually, but, like...
It was a hype year, wasn't it?
That was, like, really... That was a big year for me and Harrison, because that was our transition from, like, junior year to senior year.
Yeah.
Like... We got a lot to think about.
Senior's great. Let me just tell you, Emily, senior year is great.
Senior year is great.
First semester was a little...
First semester was a little rocky
I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now I do.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be done with junior year.
Yeah. Junior year actually was my favorite year.
Really?
Like, everyone was like, oh, it's so hard and all this stuff. And I thought it was going to be hard because, like, I took so many AP classes. But, like, once you learn to manage your time...
Do you know, do you have any big things that happened last year?
In 2019? Well, we had impeachment.
Yeah, that's what I put down.
Impeachment, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forget what I was going to say.
We could
about
make
that.
A whole podcast about that
we
situation.
Could. We should.
We
me
should.
And you.
Maybe
me and
we
you.
Will.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember we discussed it in AP Lang though?
Yeah.
That was like I was so proud of our class that day because like I thought we were like
it was a very civil discussion.
Yeah, I thought we were going to fight so much because like obviously we all had differing opinions, but like really came together and just were like. Had a civil discussion. It was very nice.
TikTok
and
blew up last year,
TikTok
didn't it?
Did
TikTok
did blow up.
I
yeah.
spent so much time on that.
How much time did you spend on TikTok a few days ago?
3 hours.
It was so a joke up until last year.
Exactly.
It still kind of
yeah.
is a joke, but like now everyone uses it and it's
yeah.
a joke.
I'm going to be honest. I have TikTok, but I don't really understand it. I'm kind of an old lady.
I use TikTok
so
like I use Instagram.
Emily, yeah. what do you use TikTok for?
Well, I mainly just like watch things. I don't make TikToks. I can't dance. Mm-hmm. But, I spend a lot of time watching them, and I downloaded it as a joke because all of my friends had it, and
yeah.
then I ended up getting, like, addicted to just watching them.
My best friend from work, she was always talking about TikTok. She's like, I saw this funny thing. It's, like, the new Vine and all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm never downloading that. And then one day she, like, broke me down, and I got it.
Yeah.
So I just watch a bunch of them. That's, like, mm-hmm. all I do.
I send them to a lot of my friends, and then we laugh at them together and stuff,
uh-huh.
but...
I don't know how people have like 400 or like 500 followers on TikTok. I think I have like 27.
I have like 90, but I don't make anything.
Oh,
so.
Okay, Emily. Flex on us like that.
Just
oh,
a little popular.
2019, the government shut down.
It did.
It was
how long
was
that?
One.
Like a month?
It was about a month, yeah. Did you know the government actually shut down 3 times in the decade?
Really?
I know 2018, it shut down in 2018. And then I think it shut down 2013 too. I think that was the year.
Wow. So.
Yeah.
This decade was the year of the government just not wanting to do their job.
Yeah.
And now this decade will be the decade of a new world war.
Oh, Harrison, we can talk about that.
We can talk about that forever. What a fun trip down memory lane. You guys want to talk about some things overall that define this past decade?
Yeah.
Streaming services, number one. That's what I found.
Because Netflix, Hulu.
Everything. Netflix was like just starting when the decade started. Disney Plus now ended the decade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a streaming service. I don't, but everyone else does.
Yeah, I have Netflix and then use my friend's Disney Plus and
I also have Going Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say like that's like was very rare at the start of the decade for companies to like, but like now it's like government is putting a lot of money into that. Companies are like, we have to do this and it's a great step forward. I think it's a really good thing.
I feel like we've taken like a step forward as like humanity, like realizing like hey, like, we can't live, like, the way we are, like, environmentally. We're not going to have anything left for our children. I'm really, like, really proud of us for that.
Well, I mean, like you said, the decade started off with the oil spill.
Uh-huh.
So.
And now we're ending with...
a lot better conditions.
Australian fires.
Well, Australian wildfires, which it'll get fixed. I also put going viral in social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TikToks,
oh my gosh.
Memes.
I had a tweet that went viral. Well, in my opinion,
you
it
have
went
a
viral.
Tweet?
I got, like, 200 retweets, 500
what
likes.
What was your tweet?
It was about The Bachelor. I tweeted it. But no, The Bachelorette.
Okay, thank
I'm
gosh.
If
it was The Bachelor, so that'd be weird.
Yeah, it was about
that'd
The Bachelorette.
That'd be too far, but Bachelorette I can deal with.
Yeah, I was so proud of it. I almost cried. I was, my biggest accomplishment. I put that on all my college
You put that on your college applications?
I had a viral bachelorette tweet.
They probably think you made some, like, big political statement.
So, speaking of Twitter.
Yes.
Well, this decade, it really became, like, a place for, like, political debates and...
And that's why I love it.
I actually do love Twitter.
It's very toxic, but...
I do. It is toxic. Like, I feel like in the right amount, though, it's good. I feel like... It's where I get a lot of my news. And that's kind of sad, to be honest. I, like... see stuff on Twitter and then I go to like the New York Times or the Washington Post or Fox News and then I read it through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else you guys want to talk about that defined our past decade?
We had not one, but two royal weddings.
Didn't one just happen?
Yeah, 2018.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because Kate and Will got married in 2011 and then Harry and Meghan got married in 2018.
Those things are long.
What'd you say?
Those things are very long. Like, I had to sit down.
I woke up at 5 a.m. to watch Harry and Meghan.
Really?
Because Mrs. Fernandez, the AP Euro teacher, was like, yeah, it begins at 5. I'm going to be up the whole time. And I'm like, I'm watching it. And I watched the whole thing.
Did they get married?
What?
Did they get married?
Well, they're still together.
That's
and they
good.
Have a kid,
okay, good.
So, yeah.
Did you guys play, like, Webkinz and Code Penguin?
Yes. I mean...
I played Club.
At that point, we're defining our childhood.
True.
But if you think about it, 2010s are our childhood. Like, we grew up that decade. Like,
yes.
Think about how we entered it. You were 7. Mm-hmm. We were 8. So.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm not the same person I was when I was 8 years old.
But yes, to answer your question, I did love Webkinz. Mm-hmm. I loved Angry Birds. I loved Clash of Clans.
I played a lot of Club Penguin, Movie Star Planet. There was a Build-A-Bear website.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't ever play
yeah,
it.
I played that a lot. I was obsessed with the laptop in our house.
Who here loves Redbox?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I still use it all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It is good stuff. That's how I rewatched a bunch of the Avengers movies before Endgame.
Now you have Disney Plus.
I don't have Disney Plus.
You should get Disney Plus.
I would if I had the money.
Man. I also put, because like you said, mass shootings were very frequent this decade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was probably a big one every year almost, I would say, or so.
Well, I feel like it would be multiple.
Yeah?
Because we had, well, yeah, well, at least a big one every year. Well, because if you think about it, at the beginning of the decade, we had the one at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that was in 2012.
Yeah, and then we had Sandy Hook.
Which was also 2012,
then,
I think.
Yeah. And then, I can't remember, like, I know there were ones that happened, but I can't remember any that, like, really happened between Sandy Hook and Parkland. I almost wonder if it's because, like, there were so many that happened that they all just kind of, like,
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Was that, I feel like that was.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
So that was 2018. So that was a few weeks before Parkland, wasn't it?
It was at the start of hockey season, and I only know that because Vegas Golden Knights went to the hockey finals. That's the only reason I know that, because I would happen to be in Las Vegas for the last game.
I always feel like that was in 2016, but I know it was 2018. I know it was like a few weeks before Parkland.
It started in 2017 and ended, and the season ended in 2018.
I can't remember. But no, then we had the shooting in El Paso
at
Walmart.
There's two back-to-back that. There was the El Paso one, then the Ohio one.
Mm-hmm.
That was, we need to end this decade in review on a happier note.
Yeah, happier note. It was a good decade.
It was
like,
a good decade.
I mean, there was a lot of bad stuff that happened, but like, you think about it, there was like a lot of bad stuff that happened in every decade. So.
I would not be the same if it wasn't for everything that came out, and I think it's a good thing, everything that happened.
Yeah, I feel like it really,
there's
like,
a lot of good things.
It really changed me, like, into, like, the person I am today with the beliefs that I have and, like, the stuff I like.
Yeah.
We're in the 20s now, everyone.
The roaring
20s.
Oh my gosh. But you know what comes after the roaring 20s?
The Great Depression.
The Great Depression.
The big sad.
The big
you guys
sad.
Graduate this year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that felt, like, so far away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still feel like we're at Perry Hill, you know, like.
I still feel like
graduation.
I'm got my tray of Bosco sticks and mashed potatoes, and I'm running away from the.
Oh my gosh, do you remember our 8th grade like graduation thing?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be there for this year's.
Yeah. Oh.
For this year high school graduation.
I'll wear a better outfit than I wore.
I'll wear a better one too. Because
I wore
probably
like running
match.
Shorts and a t-shirt to our 8th grade graduation at Maple Creek.
Any
did you guys do
statements?
Survivor in middle school?
Yes.
Yes, Survivor
Science.
Oh
my gosh, we did that.
Survivor Science, and then we had Africa Day.
Yes.
And then we had
Civil War Day, didn't we?
That was
was my
favorite. That was my favorite.
Love that one.
Yep, that was my favorite. All right. Anything else you guys want to add? All right, let's
thank
just
you for
say
this trip down memory lane.
Yeah, 2010s, you were good to us. Thank you.
Good job.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Charger Online podcast. We'll see you next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Hoffman Certified Organics, a local USDA certified organic farm located in Huntertown, Indiana. They are the only USDA certified organic farm in Indiana specializing in pasture-raised certified organic poultry. Hoffman Certified Organics is a family company run in Huntertown by Huntertown native Ben Hoffman. Today's engineer, Gabrielle Hall. Hosts, Harrison Hopkins, Maya Wilkins, and Emily Linder.